wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights.
5:41 on the drive home at 5. I hate Bruno Mars. Why do we have to use this song? Although it is a perfect rejoin for the subject we're going to be talking about today, because I think it was about a week ago, and I get all the newspapers. I'm old school. I like the hard copy, not just of the dailies, but the weeklies. I'm reading the Times-Ledger edition, and the subject matter was Age of Elegance, and it was about Rita Plush, authoress, teacher, interior designer, and she's competing in the upcoming Miss New York Senior American pageant to be held at SUNY College in Old Westbury on April 2nd. And as I'm getting towards the end of the article, I see that one of her dreams is that she wants to get on a radio show. I want to go on Joan Hamburg on Curtis Sliwa, all kinds of talk shows. And I said to myself, I'll be damned if I'm going to let Joan Hamburg beat me to this guest. So I decided, hey, let's invite Rita Plush on here and make at least one of her dreams come true. Thanks for joining us here, Rita, on the drive home at 5.
Oh, Curtis, you're so great. And I am so excited to be on this show. And this is a dream.
Well, you know, I read all the local papers, so I was able to pick up on that and facilitate that through our producer, Justin B. Love. But the Age of Elegance, you would like an opportunity to be able to tell everyone out there who's 60 plus that it could well be the best years of their life, correct?
That's exactly true. And a lot of folks and a lot of women think because when they get older, they can't do things, they're too old, and that's not true at all. Time goes by whether you do things or you don't, and you may as well do them.
Now, Rita, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Brooklyn in Bensonhurst.
And what high school did you go to?
When I was 11, we moved to Queens, and I went to Jamaica High School, and that's where I met my husband.
Ah, Jamaica on the Hill.
Exactly.
So that's where, right near the trifecta, I call it, Hillcrest and Edison. Okay. So you had a good basis to start with, but you eventually became a teacher?
It was a long time coming before I became a teacher. I eventually became a mom and stayed a mom for a long time. And it wasn't until my 40s that I decided to go to school and get a college degree. And I enrolled in Queens College in their ACE program, which is adult collegiate education. And it took me 11 years part-time to get my undergraduate and graduate degrees. And then after, I started teaching in adult ed.
So explain to me, you raised a family that's a lifetime in itself. But when you took on this new role, what was your vision? What was your motivation? What did you want to try to achieve and are continuing to achieve now that you're 60 plus?
Well, I always felt that I was smart, but I didn't feel that I was educated. And when people used to talk about the colleges they went to, I couldn't talk about that. And I started taking adult education classes. And then one day a friend of mine said, did you ever think of getting a degree? And that spark was all I needed. And then I enrolled in Queens College, and it took me 11 years part-time while I was still raising my family. My kids were in college, but two of them were still at home. And I ran my interior design business, and I got a degree. And that was really a life-changing thing for me because I said to myself, I can do this. I can raise a family, run a business, and I can go to college.
And I see since you're an authoress, an accomplished authoress, you've written a number of books.
I have. I wrote two novels and one short story collection. And I just completed another novel that I'm looking for a publisher and or agent.
Now, let me ask you this. Where do you find the energy? Because so many of our listeners, as they climb the aging ladder, they find that they need to sit more, be less active. What well did you reach into to get this tremendous resource of energy that you're feeding off of?
I don't know. I don't know that. Maybe my desire for things gives me that energy. And also, my father was extremely energetic. My father lived till 93, and he didn't retire as a pattern maker dress designer till he was 90, when my mother became ill. Mm. And he was a great dancer, a great talker, and he also had this incredible energy, and I think I must get some of it from him.
All right, well, I see you're also competitive because you're in the upcoming Miss New York Senior America pageant.
Yes, and that's something very new and something very exciting, and this is a wonderful organization that promotes positive living, healthy living for women over 60. And there are four segments to the competition. There's an interview with the judges before the actual event. There's a philosophy of life competition, a talent competition, and an evening gown competition.
No bathing suit competition?
Yeah, thank goodness for that. No thighs, thank goodness.
Why, do you have thunder thighs at your age?
I've got my share.
All right, well, I want to tell you, the Age of Elegance is truly epitomized in Rita Plush. It's a great story. I couldn't get her on the cover of Forbes magazine, couldn't get her an interview with Oprah, but she did at the end of this Times Ledger story request to be on the radio with Joan Hamburg or Curtis Sliwa. Guess what, Joan Hamburg? I beat you to the punch. Na, 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 na.